that as we praise your name and as we listen to your word, our life will be different. And we will leave this place as a changed person with a new vision and a new peace in our heart and a new ambition in our life. We thank you, Lord, for in times like these, in times of economical tension in the country and the countries around us, you have supported this church, O Father, through you, the membership of this church and through our friends and the extended church who send their offering. And we thank you, Lord, that we can still operate in black. And we thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice and giving. And so I praise you, O God, for talking to your people here at Bethel and the extended church. And their offerings are very precious to us in the sense that I highly respect their love for you and their commitment to you. And I'm a privileged pastor to be a pastor of this church who love you so much. So, Father, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sins. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restoring to himself his own again. So the Lamb, his only Son, was freely offered. Atonement for our sins forever made. He, innocent and holy, still God and God only, could ransom and redeem us back again.
Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb. My heart sings his praise again. Hallelujah.
The cross they carried him with all our guilt and all our sin. The Lamb of God was slain for our transgressions. And on the cross those nail-pierced hands reached up to God and down to man. And just as if I'd never sinned, he took me in his arms. Embracing me, he willingly forgave.
For mercy, grace, and love that knows no bounds. Though guilty and condemned, I now am free. Forever I'm forgiven. Christ the Lord has risen, and risen with him we shall one day be. Oh, hallelujah, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb.
Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ezekiel. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 939. We will be reading Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. So will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, even I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have not left us to our own devices to pursue error and vain philosophies, but have given us the scriptures so that we may know the truth which has set us free. By your mercy, you have led us to believe and follow the one who is the truth, our Lord Jesus Christ. You have taught us that your word and your mercy endures forever. We thank you that by your grace, you brought us out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom of light. To you alone is the glory. We pray now that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to deliver the message from the scriptures that you would have us know today. Bless us here and on the radio and internet and CD with ears to hear, and that we may not be only hearers of the word, but also doers of the word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?